This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
In the year 586 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar made his final attack on Jerusalem. It was devastating, and the people of Judah were taken into Babylonian captivity. In the midst of what seemed to be God's complete rejection of his people because of their sins, the psalmist cried out, "Consider the covenant." In fact, he began the psalm with these words.
Why have you rejected us forever, God? Why does your anger burn against the sheep of your pasture? Remember Mount Zion, where you dwell.
Well, when the psalmist pleaded with God to consider the covenant, he was no doubt referring to the unconditional covenant God made with Abraham, that is, to make his offspring a great nation. But later, when God chose both Jews and Gentiles, that's all of us, to be a part of the church by responding to his grace through faith, he also made an unconditional covenant with all of us as true believers. No, it wasn't a land promise, but a heavenly promise. Paul made this point clear in his letter to the Ephesians. In him, you also were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you believed. The Holy Spirit is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the possession to the praise of his glory. So as we reflect on God's eternal covenant with all of us who put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, let's continue to remember this principle to live by. No matter what happens in this life, we're to rest in God's promise to bring us safely home to heaven.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org.